Well, 'tis the season to have awkward family gatherings when an uncle or a grandma asks you something that, A, none of their business, or just is a little too close to home. And I don't think relatives are mean-spirited in this, but what do you do if there's a question in that small talk that you just really don't want to talk about? Vera Cheng is a psychotherapist, founder of Talk Therapy with Vera. She joins us this afternoon. Vera, thanks so much for your time.
Thank you for having me today, Angela.
It's an interesting conundrum, because you families get together. Christmas is a time for relatives to get together. You haven't seen them for a while, so they're kind of grasping for topics, I think. But why do we end up in situations where some awkward questions are asked?
I'm really glad you brought this up. I think it's every holiday gathering, there's always going to be questions that they're going to ask. And I think one thing is to recognizing that you have no control about what the other person is going to ask. And I think it's also being able to reframing it that they may be curious, or they were just trying to make a small conversation, and trying to find out a little bit more about what's going on in your life right now.
And as I mentioned, Vera, in these situations, a lot of times relatives haven't seen each other since last Christmas. So they're curious about your work. They get into family life. And I know that even I've had this situation many years ago. If you're newlyweds, people want to know when you're having babies. And I always think, wow, why should I tell you? But that was my inside voice. How do you handle a question like, when are you having another baby?
I think one thing is to remember, it's be able to set boundaries and really keep it simple and basic without giving too much details. And you can also have a choice to not answer that question and kind of divert it into, okay, I will let you know when we're ready, or I'll let you know when we're going to have kids, etc. Just because they're asking, like I said, you don't necessarily have to answer them. Or you can simply, you know, change the topic. Oh, so have you been following up, I don't know, like with the hockey season or like any sort of other topic, and hoping that they will understand that, you know, they're not going to be keep asking the same question.
They're going to say, what does hockey have to do with you having a baby? Okay, but so you're saying maybe you've just got to be prepared depending on where you are in life. Here's another one I'm throwing at you, Vera. What if there was a loss of life in my family? You know, my father, or heaven forbid, a child passed away, and someone asks you, how are you doing? Sometimes it's hard to be able to be in that situation in a family big gathering and to be able to share something that is very near and dear to your heart and probably very hard emotionally.
Oh, for sure. I think one thing is to, I'm really glad you're asking this question. Show them a little bit of kindness and appreciation. Thank you for asking. But right now, at this point, I don't feel comfortable answering this question. Right? I think it's also being able to using the I statement and versus being quite defensive when you're sort of telling them like, I don't want to tell you. It's none of your business. Because then they will also go nowhere.
Right.
At the same time. Yeah.
I don't think the family members are being mean-spirited. They're probably just trying to find something, a commonality to be able to have a conversation.
I agreed. But like I said earlier, that's why sometimes it would be diverting to a different topic that you guys some sort of have like a common. Whether it's hockey, whether it's the weather, I don't know, whether it's basketball, anything that is sort of non, like personal related. Or even asking like, are you taking on any time off or any vacation that you're going for New Year's, etc.
That's the thing though. You could easily switch topics, but it's almost like the person who asked you the question is like, okay. And so maybe you have to, before you switch the topic, you have to just say, I'm just not ready to talk about that. Have you got any holiday plans? So that might be a more subtle way of switching the topic.
Yes, yes, like slowly, or you can simply, like I said earlier, it's like, I'm not ready. Like, I appreciate your concern, but right now I'm not ready to talk about this topic specifically.
Vera, this is supposed to be the happiest time of year. Why do so many people are either facing, it's difficult, they go through a depression? What do you hear from clients when everyone else thinks, wait, this is such a great time to get together with family and loved ones?
I think there's also that there is a lot of pressure that, yes, it's a great time, but sometimes that we may not necessarily want to spend time with our family. Or anybody, especially sometimes that, you know, when they keep asking about diving into these uncomfortable, difficult conversations that we don't wanting to have.
Yeah.
And I think one thing to remember, you also have a choice to say no, like I'm not available this year, so I'm not gonna come. Versus forcing yourself to attend to some of these family gatherings.
Try to do that with some families without them saying, why? What are you talking about? Uncle Fester's going to be there. Vera, thanks so much for this. Really appreciate it.